So who is your best friend? Is it a friend from way back, from college or even childhood? Or do you have close friends that you met after you were, say, 30 years old? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 24th. A recent piece in the New York Times called Why It's So Hard to Meet Friends After 30 caught our eye and apparently struck a chord with many of you, too. It was shared widely on social networks, and many of my coworkers testified that this is so true. So we thought, let's talk about why it's so difficult to make and keep friends as an adult. We found the perfect guest. She is the author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. And we'll welcome your questions and your stories about friendship at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Marla Paul is author of The Friendship Crisis. She is a Chicago-based writer. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So this piece really did strike a chord here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Alex Williams, the author of the piece, writes, "Our story is not unusual. In your 30s and 40s, plenty of new people enter your life through work, children's play dates, and, of course, Facebook. But actual close friends, the kind you make in college, the kind you call in a crisis, those are in shorter supply." Is that true?
I think that it is true for a lot of people. It's, you reach a point in your life where it's much harder. You don't have those kind of bonding periods and transitions where you are able to make close friends easily. You're very busy in your 30s. Many people are having children and or you're juggling a lot of things. And it just becomes hard to devote time to friendship and hard to make new friends.
Yeah, so why is it important to make new friends? I still have friends from college and even from childhood. I have a group of girlfriends that we grew up together in the same neighborhood. And we can call each other and we can do things, but we don't live in the same town.
Well, first of all, you're very lucky to have that. And it's very important to have friends, period. And it's also important to make new friends. So, you know, friends are just essential to your emotional health and to your physical health. And there have been all these new studies that have been showing that, friends boost your immune system. They protect you from heart disease and depression. You sleep more deeply when you have friends. Even your wounds heal better and faster when you have friends. So they're not a luxury, for starters. And while it's wonderful to have an old group of friends that you stay in touch with, and I think that's vital, it's also important to keep making new friends because you do want to see people face-to-face, and you want people nearby, you know, not just for a crisis, but it's important to have people to do fun things with, to grab coffee with, to go on a bike ride with. And the other thing is people do start to fall away in your life over time. And you can't expect that your core group of friends will be there forever. I mean, some people certainly will, but not everyone. And so that's why you kind of keep to need add to the pool.
Yeah. So why is it that after 30 years old or so that we don't have the time, it seems, to go out and seek out new friendships and devote the time to developing that friendship?
Well, oftentimes when people are in their 30s, they're having kids, and kids are a huge time vacuum. Many people are still working, and so you're juggling your family, you're juggling your job, and you know, you're trying to fit in some time at the gym, and friends get pushed to the back burner, and the effort to make friends get pushed there, as well as the time to even spend with the people you are close to. So a lot of it's time, and a lot of it's just the ability to, you know, find ways to meet new people.
Is this a problem that all adults face, or is it different for men and women?
Well, you know, my book was mainly geared to women, but after I wrote about it, I did hear from a lot of men who said it's a big problem for them, too. And for men, it's particularly difficult because at least in our culture, we expect women to need friends, to want friends. It's sort of part of our zeitgeist. But for men, it's you know, men are supposed to be strong loners and you know, just want to have somebody to do something with, go, you know, go to a game with, as opposed to talking about deep feelings. And so men felt a little more uncomfortable reaching out and talking about how lonely they are.
And I know we did a program in the past that a lot of times when you ask men, who's your best friend, the answer is my wife, my girlfriend, and there were no other friends.
That's very true. A lot of men do seem to depend on, you know, that girlfriend or the wife as their friend, but that's really not enough.
Well, so what can we do as adults to meet new friends? For instance, why can't we just make friends at work?
Well, we can make friends at work, and many people do. The only problem is people change jobs a lot now, and the person who you think you're good friends with today, when you leave that job and you say, you know, oh, we'll stay in touch, we'll get together, that often doesn't happen. So it's not that you can't make friends at work, but those can't be your only friends. And one thing is, for starters, I think people really need to make friendship a priority and not see it as a luxury and force themselves either to kind of nourish the friendships you have, you know, to keep them close, as well as really push yourself to get out there and find ways, and whether it's a new class or, you know, taking a risk on somebody you happen to meet who you kind of, you know, click with, you know, taking a risk to make a new friend.
We're talking about why it can be harder to make friends as we age, and we'll get some tips for meeting new people and making new friends, and wondering if you found it difficult to make new friends as an adult. How did you meet your closest friend? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today. Well, we got a nice rainstorm here in Madison earlier this morning. It's going to be mostly cloudy today in southern Wisconsin, with showers and thunderstorms likely. Partly cloudy in the north. There is also a chance of rain in central Wisconsin. Highs today ranging from the low 80s in the north to the mid to upper 80s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
We're talking about friendship and why it's difficult to make new friends as we get older, and welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guest, Marla Paul, who is author of The Friendship Crisis. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Coming up a little bit later this morning, it's On Your Money after 8 o'clock. Financial planner Kevin McKinley will devote the entire hour to answering your personal finance questions. It's an all questions and answers edition of On Your Money coming up after 8 o'clock. And Ben Marins and his guest after 3 this afternoon will talk about jobs as America slowly pulls itself out of a long recession. Much of the talk has been about jobs. But what about rebuilding American wealth and prosperity? That's at issue with Ben Marins after 3. Now to some of your calls for Marla Paul, who is the author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. And our first caller is Moses in Whitewater. Good morning, Moses.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah. I just have a comment on friendships. I'm 21, and I go to college, and it's even hard for me to make friends because of the seasons of life that people are in. Like, I am also married, so everyone in college isn't married, and the priorities are way different. My wife and I obviously don't live on campus, and we actually just moved back to Whitewater because we're having just so much trouble making friends, and it was really damaging to us because we realized that we need friendships, especially when you're young and married, and you need those relationships that can help you get through some seasons. And you know, the friendships that we do have, they live out of state, but we still need those friendships around us. And I just wanted to say it's hard.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Moses, thank you very much. So you're a 21-year-old who is married, and all of your peers are not necessarily in that stage or season of life.
Right, like the priorities are so different. You know, we've been married for 2 years, and we moved to Milwaukee to go to school, and, you know, I haven't found one solid good friendship there, you know, because, you know, with work and school and marriage, it is very hard to try to maintain or find friendships where the priorities are the same also, you know?
Yeah. Well, any advice, Marla Paul?
Well, I sympathize, and I think it's really tough for any couple, you know, to find friends. It's especially hard as couples to find friends. But I would say don't give up. Keep your, you know, ears and eyes open for people that, you know, are kind of in sync with you. I mean, I don't know if you and your wife belong to a church or a synagogue or, you know, a religious affiliation, but that can be a very friendly kind of place to meet new people that will embrace you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And Marla Paul, how important is it that Moses and his wife meet friends who are their age? It shouldn't matter that much, should it?
Well, you know, I do think that you want people that are peers for some of your friends because you're going through similar things and you want to be able to, you know, relate to each other's lives. But there's also room for friends and couple friends that are older than you. And that can be a very rich experience because they've been down your path before. They can be sage life guides. And, you know, what I found in my research is age is not that important, that it's more somebody's spirit. You know, you can be 35 and really hit it off with somebody in their 50s or 60s. So I think it's important to keep an open mind about the ages of your friends.
Sounds like, now it ended. I thought that you might have been experiencing a rainstorm. It sounded like rain on the roof, Marla Paul.
We are having a downpour.
That is rain on the roof, then.
It's rain on the roof. It's thunder. It's very dark outside, so we're having some major weather here in Chicago.
Well, thank you for bearing with us as we talk. We'll understand if we lose our connection and call you back. But what about, you mentioned it's especially hard as couples to find friends because maybe the guys might hit it off, but the women might not, or vice versa?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to match, you know, personalities between four people. And so often, you know, two people will hit it off and the other two won't. And it's very challenging, yet it's important for couples to find friends to do things with. It enhances your marriage, I believe, when you, you know, have couples that you share and are friends with. But it is a challenge.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Marla Paul, author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. We're talking about some tips on meeting new people and making new friends and how important friends can be. And we're welcoming your questions for her, your own experiences with finding and making new friends. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Steve in Portage is with us next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
You know, you kind of hit out of the head with the couples. We had a situation where my wife and was very close to this other wife and husband, but every time we'd go out, the husband would just kind of rail on the wife, and it was just really uncomfortable. And at some point, we just said, you know, we just can't go out with these people anymore because every time it seemed there was always some type of fight or it was just really strange. But the other thing I was going to say, then we started to meet some folks through some youth basketball programs that I was coaching in and became really good friends. And I'm actually up driving up north to join them for a few days at a resort. So I thought the trip was real appropriate at this time.
Excellent. And Steve, it sounds like you're driving through rain too.
You know what? A little bit, but the storm's kind of stopped here. But we need the rain, and so we'll kind of welcome it.
Yeah, we sure do. It felt good getting rained on walking from the parking lot to Wisconsin Public Radio this morning. But, well, Marla Paul, there we go. Here's an example of Steve and his wife. We're trying to be friends with a couple. Apparently, his wife and the other couple, the wife and the other couple got along well, but the guy was a bore.
Yeah, and I think when that happens, you have to reevaluate, and you know, if the two women are the ones who really like each other, then just hold on to that friendship and don't try to make it a foursome anymore.
Yeah. Is there any way to gracefully break up with a couple friendship like that?
You mean to never see any of them again, or just...
No, I mean, I guess that certainly she can remain friends with the wife, but,
yeah, but
you know, when, you know, maybe there is going to be, oh, let's go out to dinner and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, and I think it's always going to be a little uncomfortable, but I think you just talk about, you just sort of, you know, parry when somebody suggests, oh, let's the four of us go to dinner, you can say, oh, you know, the husband has, you know, been really tired, or you can't manage to do that, but let's just get together, the two of us. And you just, you know, kind of rebuff a couple things and then, you know, emphasize the friendship with the woman, and usually people take the hint.
Right. Next we go to Dan in Drummond. Hello, Dan.
Hello. I met my best friend years ago when he bought a tavern in Bowling Alley in my hometown of Millen. He also had the laundromat, so I went over and helped him one time clean off the sidewalk with ice and that. And 25 years later, I was there when he passed away from colon cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry that you lost your friend, Dan.
Yeah.
Have you met new friends in addition to this friend?
Actually, I have. I've made quite a few different acquaintances and different friends in that. So I go and visit a lot of them in that. And I keep busy in that, remembering. And one of the best, other best friends I met was his girlfriend when we were working on a project up in Duluth and that. And I keep in touch with her. I call her probably at least twice a month down in Louisiana.
Yeah. So Dan is saying that he, I'm very sorry again for the loss of your best friend. Yeah. Marla, Paul, Dan apparently, it sounds like through helping people out and through work continues to make new friends.
Well, I think that when you do lend somebody a hand and kind of show them your heart and, you know, your compassion, that really signals to them what kind of person you are, and that's a wonderful way to make a new friend.
Thank you, Dan. Moby in Madison is with us now. Hi, Moby.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thanks for calling. Do you have any trouble making new friends as an adult?
Well, not really. Actually, I just... me and my fiance just met this great friend who are married, and originally I was working with a guy, and then we just clicked. And sure enough, when the girls met, we were surprised. They had like so many hours of conversation. But besides that, I had some of the greatest friends that I'm still keeping in touch with during my college years, and those are from like all over the world. Being an international student myself, I ended up in the U.S. And the group is so close that we've been flying around the world, just going to each other's wedding or just getting together once in a while whenever we can. And I can tell you, I have some of the best friends in the world.
Wonderful, Moby. I'm very happy for you. So Moby, as an international student, has friends all over the world that he still is close to. Marla Paul?
Well, I think it's wonderful if you can hold on to those friendships, and I think it's key to keep those friendships, is to stay in touch with people, which it sounds like exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. So, how do friendships change over time? Are friendships the same when we're 40 as when we're 20?
Well, I think the spirit of friendship is the same. But are you talking about existing friendships or making new friendships?
I think I'm talking about existing ones.
Existing ones. Well, you know, as you get older, I think friendships can deepen, which is a good thing. But there can also be more challenges to your friendships, especially as you reach your 40s. Some people get divorced and possibly even become widowed. And you know, when that happens, friendships go through a huge transition. And you know, oftentimes the, you know, women, you know, who lose a spouse through marriage or divorce, you know, suddenly become viewed as pariahs, and, you know, their other friends feel threatened by them, and so that can be a way that friendships are challenged. So seeing friends through the transitions in their lives can be tricky. So that's one way that things change.
Yeah, and since you brought it up, how is a new friendship that I might make post 40 going to be different than that friendship that I made in college or my, you know, my lifelong friends that I still keep in touch with? Is it going to be different?
Well, I mean, that friend won't know you historically. You know, they won't know what you were like, you know, in high school or college. And that can actually be a good thing because
you bet it can.
Because it's a fresh start. and you know, so you won't have that deep closeness that you share with people right off the bat. But on the other hand, you know, new people enrich your lives. They introduce you to new experiences, new ways of thinking, and you know, and you can build very good close friendships, you know, as you reach midlife and beyond. But you can't expect those new friendships to happen like instantly. You know, it takes time to grow a friendship, and you have to be patient with that. You know, with that process.
We'll check news, and then we'll continue talking about that process of making new friends. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Marla Paul, author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Making new friends as a kid was pretty easy, but meeting people and forging new friendships as an adult can be really difficult. We're talking about why that is and what we can do about it this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 6:37 on this Tuesday, July the 24th. Our conversation was prompted by a piece by a writer in the New York Times who wondered why even when he did meet someone he clicked with as an adult, he rarely got together to do things with this new friend. He surmised that his job and his family took priority and that life got in the way. Is it that way with you? Do you miss having close friends as you get older? Or do you still have a close circle of friends as an adult? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Marla Paul, author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. And our next caller is Kristen in Palmyra. Hi, Kristen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Me and my husband have been married for almost 2 years, and I moved from Milwaukee, and he had lived there. He has a 12-year-old daughter. I don't have any children. And it was kind of a big change, and I have a really good base of friends in Milwaukee, and he has some good friends in Palmyra. Unfortunately, we have not really made a good group of friends together as couples, and we didn't really know how to go about doing that, and we're active in the church, and it's an older community, so there's not a lot of people in their mid-30s to late-30s there. And we thought maybe the internet, but we didn't want it to be creepy, I guess.
Yeah. So you mean in terms of maybe posting something, you know, a couple wanting to meet another couple?
Right, but yeah. Not, you know, I didn't want it to come across as anything other than strictly platonic.
Right. So Marla Paul, what advice might you have for Kristen?
Well, Kristen, I think that unfortunately it's going to be your job largely to help make couple friends for you and your husband. Although, you know, your husband can be a part of that too. But I would say that as you start to make new friends in the community, and you can do that by you know, getting involved in, you know, in either clubs that, you know, subjects that you're passionate about for classes, or clubs that you join, or volunteer work, or even being active in the church, not in the church, in the school, you know, with your you said your husband has a child, and so being active in that, you know, perhaps the PTA, you'll start to meet new women. And, you know, and when you develop, or as you develop friendships with these new women, you know, that's when you kind of take the next step and, you know, see if, you know, the husbands, you know, where you all want to get together as couples. And I think that'll be the route to new friendships for you and your husband.
What about, though, the internet or, we have social networks now. Isn't that what they're for, making friends?
Well, you know, there is something especially called meetup.com I've heard about, and I've not used it. But people say that that's a great way to, you know, to find activities and to meet, you know, people in a town when you're new. So perhaps that would be a way to do it, too.
Yeah, I know that there certainly are things, singles groups, and it's not necessarily creepy. Of course, Kristen, you don't want a singles group, but there are groups for vegetarians, groups for people who like to knit, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And even people who like, you know, to try new restaurants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So have you checked into that, Kristen?
I have tried Meetup, but there was kind of nothing that fit our situation.
Yeah.
There were couples that didn't have children, and being that we're 50-50 parents, it was just strictly for adults that didn't have children. So that was kind of all we ran across for that.
Well, then I'm gonna say, Kristen, what if you started a club?
Oh, I guess I never really thought about that. I would be okay with that.
That would be a great way to meet. That's a terrific idea. And even something in your neighborhood to get to know your neighbors better. Say, and it can be something people share, you know, every, you know, Friday night, for example, you know, people gather, you know, and bring beer or soft drinks and chips, you know, just something super casual, you know, to get to know each other. And that's a wonderful way to start to build new friendships.
You know, and Kristen, I good luck to you. That's you know, tough moving from the big city to Palmyra. Maybe even, are you in a neighborhood type situation or are you kind of in a rural area?
No, we're in a neighborhood.
And, yeah. So that's another thing, too, to maybe have a, I don't know, start neighborhood meal or something like that where you travel from house to house and that kind of stuff.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. Thanks very much for the call. Here I am giving advice on that, and I've thought about having these little neighborhood parties like that, and I haven't done it yet. Life gets in the way. I guess I've just got to take the leap and make the time for it, Marla.
Yes, inspire yourself.
Right. Well, we're looking for your suggestions. We're looking for your questions on meeting and making new friends as an adult. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And our next caller is Mike in La Crosse. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Yes. What do you have a question or a suggestion?
I have a comment. You had just been talking about clubs, and my wife and I are in a dance club, and I would say we have 20, 30 really good friends that we've attained from being in the dance club, and it takes a little bit of effort to learn some basics to learn how to dance, but the ballroom dancing, we go to the Moose and La Crosse, and there's a Concordia Hall. And when you go there, there's a table or two of people that are all your very good friends that you've met, and you see them once or twice a month, and it's a really nice social thing to get out with your wife. And you have all the friends that have the same shared interest in doing something like that. So it's a lot of fun. And besides that, you go to different cities, and as soon as you meet people that are doing the same thing, you have something in common. So I just recommend that.
Excellent idea. And you get to dance, too.
Yes, good exercise.
Wonderful. Marla, great idea because it is you're doing something that you love to do.
Absolutely. That's a terrific idea. And what he says is absolutely right, that when you meet people who share your passion, that's an instant connection, and that gives you a lot in common right off the bat.
Yeah, and with the dance club, you get that exercise and some good health. And Marla Paul, having a network of friends is really important for our health, isn't it?
It's critical to our health, and you know the all the new studies that people have done, you know, scientists at various universities are showing that friendship actually helps you live longer. It protects you from heart disease. It protects you from depression. It helps you sleep longer. If you cut yourself, your cut will heal faster. If you're a person who has good friends, you know, the list goes on. So it has a very profound effect on your mental and physical health.
Thank you, Mike. Diane in Madison is with us now. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I have a comment. I've been divorced for, many, many years, and my children are grown. And because I'm a single divorced woman, I find it very, very difficult to meet people, men and women of my age, who are divorced, who may or may not have grown children or grandchildren. And because I do not drive due to my eyesight, it's so difficult to get around to different functions, to meet people, and to have gatherings and that sort of thing. I don't live in a neighborhood, and I live around a lot of elderly people who are in their 70s, 80s, even 90s.
Yeah,
and
that's got to be hard, to Diane. And you
it
know,
we've
been talking a lot about couples throughout this hour, just because that's who's been calling in, Marla Paul, and being single. Diane says being divorced, she said, and not being able to drive to get to these different functions makes it very difficult. What would you advise her to do?
Yeah, that sounds very challenging. Now, in some communities, I don't know about where she lives, there is, you know, there are buses or transportation for people who are a little older to take them around. Is that something that's offered in your town?
Oh, Madison certainly has a mass transit, yes.
And so, you know, I suppose looking for mass transit, but there's actually transportation specifically for people who are a little older, you know, to take them to various places and functions. So I think it's just key to get out of your house and, even if you can't drive, find a way, to go to these functions, you know, to meet people. And certainly, I'm not quite sure how old you are. I couldn't tell. But you know, senior centers offer groups of people that are, you know, interested in learning, that are looking to meet new people. And, you know, you don't have to be in your 70s or 80s to be at a senior center. And, you know, you can. I think that's a good way to start to meet people who may be in your situation.
Well, I also want to add that I'm a volunteer in the city of Madison, and I have volunteered at the public library and will continue to do so when it's finished here, the downtown library.
Excellent.
And I also volunteer at one of the senior sites here, and I meet people, but then what happens is they all go their separate ways. You know, they have their friends, their friendships are established, and it's almost like being the new kid in school.
Oh, yeah, and I really do understand mm-hmm. what you mean and that feeling. And the thing is, so I think you're in a really good place because you are meeting some new people, and now the challenge is to identify a few people who you actually would like to become friends with on a little deeper level and take a little bit of a chance and say, hey, do you want to go out for coffee, you know, after this, or do you want to get together for lunch or go to a movie? And that's the way that I think you can deepen a friendship and not feel so much like you're the new kid on the block, but to take these new acquaintances and, you know, identify the people you really click with or like, and you kind of feel a mutual interest and move it to the next level.
Thank you, Diane, for the call, and good luck to you. We'll take more of your calls on making new friends as an adult in just a moment. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Talking with Marla Paul, who is author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. Checking the weather forecast for today. Yes, there is a very good chance of rain in Southern Wisconsin, a chance in central Wisconsin as well. Showers and thunderstorms are likely in the south today, partly cloudy in the north. High temperatures will be in the 80s statewide. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
We are talking about friendship. We're talking with Marla Paul, who is author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore, talking about how and why it's harder to make friends as we age, getting some tips for meeting new people and making new friends, and talking about how important friends can be and are, and welcoming your calls, your questions, and your experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, we will talk about gun laws, but specifically the politics of gun laws and why our guest after 7 o'clock says even that mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado probably isn't going to change much when it comes to our gun control legislation. We'll find out why after 7. Now let's take another call. Diane in Minocqua is with us next. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I wanted to call in because I started a couple groups on Meetup, and, you know, as a lot of your callers have mentioned, have had a hard time finding and making meaningful relationships as an adult. I happen to not have children, and my husband and I started a kind of a child-free social group on Meetup. And we also joined our church and got more involved, and both of those things played a huge role in our social life. But I think one thing is, you know, if people don't have in their area what they're looking for, don't be afraid to go out and try and build that yourself. With Meetup, you know, I know a lot of people, especially our age, I mean, in my mid-40s, are a little tentative about going on the computer and using that. Some people, I think, don't even realize the history that Meetup has. It started out of 9/11 by a guy in New York who realized he didn't know any of his neighbors when that horrible tragedy happened. And he started Meetup, truthfully, as a way of connecting people who live in the same area and who have the same interests. So the Meetup purpose isn't for people to be connecting over the computer. And when I first started it, we were the only Meetup group in our area. And I live in northern Wisconsin, so it's rural. But now we have lots of groups. There's, I have a couple groups myself. One is just for book club. One group started because they're interested in movies. We've had like a vegetarian group, so explore it a little bit more and build something that works for you. I think the other thing too is we think that, you know, if you really are searching for friendship in your life, you want that to happen so quickly, those close relationships, and they really take years to develop, as frustrating as that can be.
Yeah, maybe we need to have patience, Marla.
Yes, I think what you've hit on a very important point is you do have to have patience for the process because it does take time. And I think people that are lonely want it to happen very quickly. And I think those kinds of expectations can burden and sometimes even nip a new friendship in the bud. You know, people get the feeling that you're too needy, that you're expecting too much time from them. So you really do need to be patient with the whole process of learning to get to know somebody, of trusting each other, and developing a new friendship.
And what a great idea, Diane, started up all these different Meetup groups.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you, Diane. And maybe we should meet up sometime. No, Commodore in Kenosha is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I was going to say, it's nice to have kind of a lighter topic after so many heavy ones over the last few days and week. My comment was that, now that I'm working full-time, 40 hours a week, and commuting from Kenosha to Milwaukee, and it really has become harder to hang out with friends. And out of all my friends, I'm kind of the only one now that doesn't have kids or that isn't married. And, you know, getting together with them now, you know, people have to make plans to have a babysitter and things like that. So it gets a little tougher. And, you know, it was so much easier in high school. And one thing that I really like to do with them is, you know, like go out and do trivia and things like that. And, you know, for the person that was calling and saying, you know, that it's really hard to meet people. I feel like sometimes you just have to be able to throw yourself into a situation. You know, there's a lot of times where, even with the trivia situation, there are groups of maybe four people or five people, and for trivia, that's still kind of a small group. If you're alone and you happen to go out and they have a trivia night somewhere, it's not a bad idea to just say, hey, can I tag along with you guys? And, you know, just kind of get in on the fun. And as long as you're helping out the group, you're going to meet people. And, you know, I mean, if you guys work out, you're probably going to want to come back next weekend and do it. Or, you know, finding an activity, even alone, that you can really get into a group with. I don't know. I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I do too, Commodore. Thank you very much. And that, you know, that brings to mind, Marla, that you might be able to meet people at trivia and have fun playing. But as Commodore mentioned, maybe you need to take that step to say, hey, you know, maybe, you know, I can drive along with you next week, or, you know, do you have to take that next step.
Absolutely. You have to push yourself. You have to be bold, because people really do, many people really are open to making new friends and, you know, would enjoy having you join them. But, you know, a lot of us are shy and think, oh, I don't want to bother somebody. I don't want to impose on them. But just, you know, take that chance. So I think he's doing the absolutely right thing.
Yeah. Well, how important is it for us to set aside time to hang out with our friends? Should we, for example, say, well, you know, one evening a week or something like that to do something with new friends?
I think we should do at least that much, maybe even more. You know, if you set aside time for a coffee as well, or some phone calls, it's really, really important to see your friends, to stay in touch with your friends, to talk to your friends. I mean, the internet is great, but there's nothing like seeing somebody face to face. And if you don't carve out that time intentionally, then it's very easy to say, oh, I don't have time, I'm too busy, I'm taking my kids there, I'm doing that, I'm working. But if you make friendship a priority, then you will find time to make it work. Mm. And even for the man who just called, who said a lot of his friends were married and they didn't have time to see him and they needed babysitters, well, hey, he can go over to their house. I mean, he can bring a pizza and meet the kids and have dinner with them, you know, on their turf. I think you have to be very flexible.
So we just have a minute or so to go. Maybe give us a little motivational talk before we go to take that step, to take that leap, to try to start new friendships.
Well, I think it's scary, but I think you have to sort of take that fear by the hand and make that leap, because really, having wonderful friends and having close friends and feeling connected with people, even with good acquaintances, it's just so life-enhancing, and, you know, you will be happier with those connections, and it's hard, especially if you're feeling isolated. You get discouraged, and you think it's never going to happen, but it really does happen. And I interviewed a lot of women in my book and stayed in touch with them over the years, and for most people, they are able to make new friends if they keep pursuing it.
Sounds like the rain has ended, or at least lightened in Chicago.
It's tapering off.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Joy.
Marla Paul, author of The Friendship Crisis, Finding, Making, and Keeping Friends When You're Not a Kid Anymore. Thanks to Amanda Magnus, who produced this hour, and thanks to Naya Mukherjee for on-air production. And thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. As I mentioned, we will be talking about the politics of gun control coming up after 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking with the author of the book, The Politics of Gun Control, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions on that. Then after 8 o'clock, it's Kevin McKinley on Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.